There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And, yep. Most regrettable.
Awkward way to start this podcast.
So Shiloh just left, and we wished he would have made it radio easy mode for us.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping he would just take care of it.
He's always got something dumb to say, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Gotta love a guy like that.
Yeah.
Just killing it.
Our brief 5 minutes with him made it reminded me of good old times, you know?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Like I felt like we should have been on a cruise ship or a pontoon boat on the lake, if anything.
He really ought to be on this podcast. Like, this is, I really think
it's
that.
It's perfect for him. Yeah. Well, he's gay. I mean, he's like,
he's gay?
Not to just, well, besides that,
I think he wanted that part out.
Yeah. Girlfriend. Yeah.
He absolutely referred to her like 5 times.
Yeah. Well, to make sure we knew that he had one.
Yeah, he's a woman now. So, technically girlfriend, but he's like a well-to-do member of the, everybody knows him, you know? The last place I got kicked out of, they were like, I'll be telling Shiloh about this. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he was like, well, because he was drunkenly saying, don't wait till I tell, you just wait till I tell Shiloh about you.
She. It made it real awkward. Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. But Lindley, man, you looking great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You
looking
suntan.
A little bit golden over there. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Where you been?
Oh, man.
Where have we been?
Is it the Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Caribbean.
It's Caribbean.
Caribbean man.
It's Caribbean if you're going there.
Caribbean
if you're referring to it or coming back.
Yeah.
Because then it's always like, oh, yeah, over in the Caribbean, this is, you know, this is ABC News. Oh, in the Caribbean today.
You've never been there.
Huh? Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. But then when you're going, I'm going to the Caribbeans.
Yeah. It sounds like you're saying it off a steel drum.
Yeah.
Caribbean.
Yeah. But yeah, I got to enjoy the Gulf of Mexico and then some parts of Mexico. Over the past week, went on a cruise ship with the fam.
Oh, so no Caribbean. Is that
the
Caribbean?
Well, they are. The whole.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that might be the northern edge of it, you know?
Yeah.
I
mean,
yeah.
I don't know what the Caribbean is.
Greater Antilles, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I just heard somebody say it on the boat. I was like, sweet, we're in the Caribbean.
Yeah. Well, it says when you buy it, it's like Western Caribbean.
Yeah.
We're in the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you ain't
doesn't
gonna
sound
be.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Where all did you, Cozumel?
Yes, right. Cozumel was the last stop. So the first night was Costa Maya, or the first day was Costa Maya.
Okay.
Which.
So no saint places, right?
No saint. I thought
that's
I was going
America.
To a saint place.
Going to St. Martin.
Yeah.
Saint that's all somebody. Virgin Islands and stuff. Yeah.
But I was wrong. But anyway, Costa Maya is garbage.
Infidel Mexico. Where you went.
In the sense that it was created just to because of somebody was wanting to put some ports there.
Mm-hmm.
So they just, like, a bunch of people moved to the coast right there and was like, okay, we'll build stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a little bit.
Turned out it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. A little bit neighborhood.
Cozumel's a little garbagey.
Well, it is, but it's upper scale garbage.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And I've been there several times and I've just not found maybe the right place. So I get, you know, somebody's like, what are you talking about? You know, and I would stand to be corrected on that.
Did you find yourself in a chicken fighting ring or something?
Like, just the beaches. After you go to like the Caymans and Jamaica and stuff, like Cozumel is the last one. It's kind of like, it's a little bit of a letdown. I thought.
It really
the beaches
is.
Are real rocky. I did actually, the last time I was there, I did see how they build beaches because a lot of beaches are artificial.
Right.
You know, and it was 5 Mexican guys standing around a wheelbarrow and grating crap from the beach, which was like rocks and stuff. And literally it was one
like
guy.
Sifting?
Well, 2 guys. So what? Oh. Yeah. So it was 5 Mexican guys standing around a wheelbarrow. 3 of them.
This
not
is a funny joke. I've heard that one.
Yeah. No, the rabbi hasn't come into the picture yet.
Yeah.
But they're standing around this wheelbarrow, 3 of them doing nothing. And then one guy's holding like it's like the screen to one of my windows at home, and the 5th guy has got a shovel and he's scooping the crap what you might call a beach, and he's sifting it through the through the little screen, window screen, into the wheelbarrow. And I mean, at that point, I give it up to the industriousness of those two guys. Give them 150 years. That's going to be a damn good peach out there.
Yeah. All 10 by 10 square of it.
They're in the long game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But there is no bad place down there. No, let's just say that. No. Yeah.
And the beaches are the swim beaches, specifically in Cozumel. They're, you have to go to a location, because right there where the boats come on. Yeah, where the boats come in, there's no location. You just go swim right there.
So you got to go 150 kilometers an hour down some crazy-ass pothole road.
On a go-kart. Exactly.
The taxi is what they call them. Yeah, where the guy's like, you definitely don't have a driver's license, do you? And I hope you're not part of the court sale number. Yeah,
exactly. But no, so they take you over to this area. Actually, this time, that's what we usually do. This time, we rented our own little golf cart.
Oh, nice.
Which was a diesel-powered golf cart.
Hell yeah.
And so you press the gas.
It's all deleted?
All the way in. It was
straight.
You know, it's
got straight pipes on
a rascal scooter. Exactly. But there was seven of us.
You got off the cruise ship, got onto the golf cart, and then just took off.
Yeah, short the gangway. Short walk through customs area.
Pier, they make you go through the duty free shop and
Shit. Yeah. But once we got through there, you're right. It was right there next to the taxis. You could either go grab you a taxi or walk a little, just like 10 more steps, and there's a guy waiting to rent you a golf cart.
Brilliant. I love it.
We had seven people with us, so we had to get the 8-passenger golf cart, which was kind of cool. It was kind of like a stretched limo golf cart looking thing, multiple seats. So that was kind of cool. So, and they made me drive, you know, because I'm, of course, I was the only one. Yeah, I was the only one who had a
patriarch. You're the leader of your family.
The leader of
the
family. That's true. I forgot about that.
I bet your dad would even. He's passed the baton on to you, right?
No, dad's like me. If he's in the vehicle, he'd rather be driving.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. But so we.
What are you going to let one of your sons drive?
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Or my wife?
Yeah.
Or her sister?
Yeah.
Even worse.
I'll be drunk before I let any
drive. I'll be drunk driving.
Which was what we did, because in Mexico is no problem. No.
Yeah.
It's a golf cart.
It's a golf cart.
Yeah. They what could happen? Yeah. Officer, it's just a golf cart, honestly.
Yeah.
So we did that. We enjoyed the beach there, but the beach is not, there's not a whole lot of greatness to the beach. Mm. It's kind of because they've got little fences around it, basically. So they cut their own little private beach fenced off, basically, out into the ocean. You can only go next.
It's just one after another.
Exactly. Maybe. I don't know if there's. Yeah. Exactly. One after another.
Separate this privately owned beach from that privately owned beach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we sit down. They bring you a couple buckets of beer, some guacamole, some cheese. You know, they make you feel good. And then, of course.
Do you have to tip each person?
No, because they do. And they do say that in the amongst the stuff that's from the, what they call it, the beach party people, beach
like a resort.
Yeah, it was like a resort, beach resort type thing. Sure, just the beach and then some restaurant. Restaurant.
Concierge.
Exactly. So anybody that worked from there, the tip was coming to the end at the end for them. But once they cleared out for the first, brought you your beers or whatever, then the merchants. Coming in. They knew to do it one at a time. It was kind of interesting. You'd kind of see them gathering in a line at one point between the different people, because there's multiple beach areas. Yeah. They put up a little umbrella, nice chairs and table out
this
for
one's
you.
This one's selling Cuban cigar. They're just Cohiba stickers that they put on
want something they rolled themselves, probably. Exactly. That's a baseball bat, bro. Yeah. That's not
It's a Cohiba baseball
bat. So like little baubles and trinkets and
the whole nine.
Yeah. And stuff that looks great when it's down there, though.
Exactly.
You look at it and you're like, man, I could use some of this stuff.
But then you take it up there and it's in between. You're using it as like bookends.
Yeah, no, it does not look good in my house.
Yeah.
Unless I do a whole Jamaican themed house or something.
It's like the one dude who has the random African mask in his room.
Right?
And you're like, what's with that? And he's like, I don't know.
I was in Africa.
I was swindled.
Yeah.
Swindled before because of it.
No, we went to one in Jamaica where they were just like, oh, this was hand carved by local artisans. I looked at it. It's got a Made in China sticker on it. Come on.
Yeah. Well, that was bullshit made. The sticker was made in China.
Yeah.
I love it.
The rest was done by my mom. Right.
No, damn it. All made in China stickers are made in America. All right? Right. Just like they should be and like they always have been. All right.
Yeah. And then stuck on parts that are very costly that come over here.
Yeah. Made in China, made in America.
That's right.
Right at the bottom of it. Yeah. If you look real closely,
big gold oval made in China with an American flag printed in the bottom corner. Yeah, made in America.
Proudly, proudly printed in the United States
for half price.
So did you get like blind or what? Like first time you like first couple days, like blind drunk?
No.
You conducted yourself like
a
gentleman?
Yeah. Well, I like to play at the casino.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the only times I've gotten that intoxicated at the casino, I didn't have any money when I was done.
Yeah.
And I don't like playing that way.
Right.
Because I like to play the next day. You know what I mean?
But you're with your wife. Surely she gives you allowance.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just run through that.
But no, I usually, the first couple of nights, I'm usually doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So it's the best nights to go on the ship. Yeah. Or on the casino, absolutely. Right? Yeah.
There's a woman that won $34,000 in the slot machine right off where we played craps the whole night. It was crazy. Because she like,
bad. Sounds
yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, but yeah, so that's why I don't drink that much. Now I do drink pretty much constantly.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I'm having probably a tequila sunrise or a peach Bellini in the morning with breakfast.
Oh, okay.
And then, or maybe depending on how rough the night was, maybe I'll go Bloody Mary. Mm-hmm. But then in the afternoon and lunchtime, I'm gonna enjoy or whatever for lunch or probably beer. Mm-hmm. I've probably started drinking a beer by then. Mm-hmm. And I finish out the night on beer because liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beer before liquor, you're getting sicker.
Absolutely.
So I if you follow that.
I disagree.
That,
but
here's why. Here's why. Because usually if you start with beer and move to liquor, mm-hmm. you drink the liquor at like the rate you were drinking beer. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you start with the liquor and you get you a couple shots in you, and then if you switch to beer, you very rarely go back to liquor on the night. So then you get a couple good shots and you get you a nice buzz, and then you finish out the night on beer. Right. That's why they're saying, but...
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I just don't
but
find
you don't,
it applies
you disagree
to me.
For
I disagree
you.
For
okay.
me,
okay,
personally.
I got you.
But I totally say for the rest
so
of the
what
population.
So what can we know what the agreeance would be if the saying was what?
Yeah.
Tyler would be like, that's for me. That sounds for me.
I would just say, give it all. I want it all.
Full send.
Because I'll start with, full send.
I'll let you know when it's putting off, all right?
Yeah.
Once I start telling you about my, my exploits, that's when you know it's been enough.
Well, you've never been to the point. Only time it's enough for me as a friend mm-hmm. is when you get uncontrollable. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm. Patrick, you've been pretty drunk around me.
Yeah.
Tyler, you've been pretty, we've been gone together as a group. But none of us, I don't think, I used to be this way. I'm not anymore. But none of us would be the kind of guy that once we got to a point, we then start trying to fight each other or,
we go to bed.
Yell at random people.
We go to bed.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I have several of those friends. Oh man, what a liability.
Exactly. Because then you are caught up when, no matter what you say about the whole situation, you're caught up in that.
You're either punching somebody or getting punched by somebody.
Exactly.
Right? You were not anticipating when you started the festivities.
Or you have to let your mouthy friend get punched.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's often
that's the case. Yeah. No, I don't spend much time to date with people that act like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
You guys, I've got a very small circle of friends and you guys met Shiloh. You guys are the type of friends I hang out with.
Right.
All of you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that's I couldn't see that, any of us getting to that point.
Right.
You know, we just, again,
I pass out.
I'll pass out in the garbage before I fight somebody.
And speaking of that, I have a buddy who's got a buddy. I really don't know the other guy that well, but apparently they're in some kind of spat that another friend has called irredeemable, a friend who is friends with both of these guys. And he said the spat
these
that
are
they
men?
Have got. Yes.
They call it spat. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
A tussle. Swallow that shit.
A tussle. Yeah.
Yeah. They've gotten something.
Men swallow it.
Like I asked, they'll quash it soon enough. Right. And he was like, no, this is a type of thing. Like it's gotten to the point of no return. Huh. Irredeemable.
Wow.
Things have been said. Actions have been taken.
Irreconcilable
apparently.
Differences.
Absolutely. And
do we know what is that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's stupid. Oh. This listener's to the podcast. I don't want to get into too much detail on it, really.
Understood.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But
let's just get to a point where I say I don't associate with that character anymore.
Yeah. And my buddy who was like the impartial third party in all this was telling me, he was just like, you know, I'm trying to think. I guess you and I have never really had anything like that. And I was like, dude, I don't hang out with people that I could ever consider myself being an irredeemable relationship with.
Right.
I don't befriend people that I think like a couple of stupid words can be said amongst one another and the friendship ends.
And that doesn't mean you're hanging on to it so much.
Alcohol.
Too.
Without a lot of alcohol involved, obviously. I mean, I could easily see your all's relationship with me severed if I did something incredibly, incredibly stupid.
Like stop drinking? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not well, that mean. Yeah. Wait, alcohol.
Too many drinks and I hit on your wife. Tyler, I go to your house and I piss on your TV or something. You know, I mean.
Wow. Yeah. If you're electrocuted, though, it'd be kind of funny. Well, like if you just a little one, not where you were hurt.
Yeah.
Just like really feel like if I was at that drunk level, too, I'd be like, oh, bro.
Yeah.
What?
Like, and if I was at that level too, I'd be like, bro, I'd hit on her too, you know? So it would be like, it would have to be a point where Laura came to me and was like, could you tell Patrick to
never again?
Yeah. Not, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. And I'd be like, you know, say less. See,
yeah. Absolutely.
But she's also a very, you know, strong-willed woman, so she can handle herself when it comes to those situations for sure.
And I mean, there are friendships that can get past that. This particular third party impartial, I've been friends with this guy.
Just say his name.
18 years now. I've been friends with him. He's got buddies that he's been friends with for longer, and one of them literally hit on his wife and then pissed on his couch, and he's still good friends with him.
That's a good dude.
Getting over that.
I can see that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's because those are a couple things, you know, maybe for a lesser friend, there's no coming back from that. And I would totally understand that for sure.
I had a friend that probably stole something very valuable emotionally and mentally to my mom from her.
Oof.
And it took me a little while to get over that.
Yeah.
I don't know. And to this day, was it a fact that it was stolen by that person? No. So I've never accused them. Does that make sense? Right. But
do you associate with them?
Yeah. No, in the sense, well, they don't live near me.
Right.
We talk to each other on birthdays and that type of thing. So we're not super associative, but we grew up together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you believe he did it?
Probably.
Do you believe?
We were in a situation in that time of life. Absolutely.
He could have.
Yeah. Yep. And it may have not even have been a situation where he would have done it. To my mom,
right,
specifically, but it would have been anyway.
Yeah. And it's, you know, sometimes it's ridiculous how you can go back to that friendship. Like for instance, I moved away, went back to see my family in Canada. I went to my best friend in all of high school, the guy who I was like, this is a guy I could never imagine not being friends with him. I'd lived down here a couple of years already, and I go back up there, and I'd seen him periodically since then. Talk to him, invite him over to my mom's place while he's there. He's still $60 from my mom, and I'm 20, dude, high school's over, like our stupid little acting stupid thing is over with. I told him literally, I will never see you again, man. I will never hang out, never talk to you again. Next thing I mean the only thing I ever heard from him was when he died. And died from a heroin overdose, but
because
that's fine.
Saved it.
Fine. That's exactly what he deserved. Because you go over to your best friend's house and you steal $60 from your best friend's mom, you're going to be dying from a heroin overdose or something before long.
Caught him in the moment, that would have been entirely different
because
I would have handled it differently, and I believe our friendship would have been severed.
It might have been one of those you kind of instant consequences.
Right.
You would have practiced some consequences at that moment, and you would have lifted him back up and been like, dude, all right, come on. Yeah.
And now, threw him out. Yeah, you're right.
I do have to put like a clarification out there. We're talking about like thieving, you know, stuff like that'll sever. I've had plenty of friendships.
Go steal from Walmart. Whatever.
I'll give you just about anything if you ask.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Right. But that, I mean, that it almost seems a little different than the conversation, though, that we were having. Because
when it comes to like an irredeemable, sure.
maybe I'm missing something, or maybe we all are missing something in our lives or something like that. But I've never had a relationship, like a friendship, that is like so emotionally like needs to hang on a twine. Like, it's irredeemable. I can't believe he said the things about me. Like, I'm just like, cool.
if you don't want to hang on.
Yeah. Now, I'm not hearing this from the direct parties involved. I'm hearing from this third party member, you know, so the harsher adjectives can be thrown around than what is actually the truth. You know?
And going both ways with that, what you just said, I think I don't have a relationship at this moment that I hang on your every word.
Yeah.
And I don't have a relationship at this moment that my friends hang on my every word.
Yeah.
That, in the sense of any word, Tyler and I have had words multiple times or a couple of times. I don't know exactly. But they were there in the moment. They were heated.
Yeah.
But when we were done, we were both in our own type and way. We said, this is what I did wrong. Sorry, bro. You know what I mean?
Depends on a little stronger.
Who you are, what kind of friendship you're looking to have and this and that. Like, I really feel like there's nothing in the world apart from like theft, murder, and adultery that we could do to each other that would end it.
Right.
Like, just like if it's in the Ten Commandments, all right, that'll end a friendship. But apart from that, there's like nothing that can be said that can't be like unsaid or, you know, heated, you know, like I can be sensitive.
It's unfathomable to me personally.
Yeah. I feel like the only time I'm really ironclad, not sensitive is when it really matters not to be.
Gotcha.
I'll get sensitive at like stupid shit.
Yeah.
You know,
I understand what you're saying.
But like when it came down to it, I don't think I'll be like, yeah, it's so cool.
I don't know. And I think that's maybe the separation between like the high school mentality. You know, like high school, you're like friends with everybody who you smoked a little weed with one time, you know?
Best friends.
Yeah. Best friends forever. And then like in adulthood, man, you're not going to associate. None of the three of us here are people who associate with people that just at a drop of the hat, we would unassociate.
Yeah.
With.
Back then,
we don't just let ourselves out there that easily, you know? We ain't floozies. Right. Friendship floozies. Right. Yeah. You know?
Back then, it would be like when the weed ran out, you'd be like, all right, well.
Yeah. Guess nice knowing you.
Yeah, not never talking.
I mean, holler if you get some more, for sure. Yeah.
Well, there's a great saying, and I don't remember exactly, so I'm paraphrasing. It's basically.
Confucius.
Would you hang out with this person if you took away the thing that you're hanging out with, the reason you're hanging out with them right now?
Yeah.
So let's use the podcast as an example. Do we hang out outside the podcast? Now, we hang out a lot less than we used to outside the podcast, but we see each other every week.
If any one of us got a text saying, yo, bros, coming over, it would be like a serious consideration if it, you know, we have babies and stuff. You know, who knows,
right, but I'm not going to look for a reason to say no to you guys. Yeah. Whereas there's people you're like, oh, I'm mowing the lawn.
Yeah,
and then I'm going to go jump on the lawnmower. So in case you drive by, you see me on the mower.
Yeah, I've had UFC buddies.
That's a good way to put it. Someone you would invite to a UFC party.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't invite them to a birthday party.
Nah, I wouldn't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Of your mom's.
For sure. Yeah.
Because if your own birthday party, you may have a blast.
Come in swinging.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah. No, there's always going to be like a common thing. I mean, and it just depends. You know, we got brought together because of like work a little bit. We knew each other previous and whatnot, but then that works out and turns out we like hanging out with each other. There's so many other things. Weed drinking, a UFC buddy, or
there's things a lot less like tangible or a lot less steadfast than when you're older, you don't make many new friendships. And I feel like I mean with you, I've known this guy for a long time, but Jay, like it was just kind of a little bit out of nowhere.
Yeah,
out of nowhere. Sure. For, you know, at least as far, like I said, adults, man, have a really hard time making new friends. And I thought it was pretty solid. Then freaking I have a baby, and then Tyler has a baby. Now I don't see nobody anymore.
Right. See, I thought y'all was both going to blame me and say, and then you move out of the state.
Then you impregnate both of our chicks.
Oh, yeah, you did move it. Yeah. All of those things. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, bros. The wife does not know about that
so
yet.
My daughter was born with a beard. I know who that's from.
Yeah, I definitely didn't hop on that job thinking I'd get a friendship out of it. You know,
right?
It was a pleasant surprise.
No, absolutely, I agree.
But then there's like,
I'm
there's
glad
people
it's lasted and grown. You know,
yeah,
I mean? Yeah.
There's people I'd camp with, but I wouldn't hang out with.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Like on any normal day, but like camp with, yeah. You know, I'm strapped if anything happens.
Things are always, hot dogs taste like steaks when you're camping.
Exactly. Everything's enhanced.
Yeah. Their acquaintance can feel like a best friend ever. Yeah,
for sure,
camping. Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Best steak ever. Them. Best beer ever.
Yeah, yeah.
But because of something, and I will say, like the only direct thing I will say is that too, this manship, this bromance, bro, like a long way, like the guy who I'm, I know one of the guys, but the main guy I've known for a lot longer, and I worked with him, and I feel like I have a decent friendship with him.
So he's right.
What?
So he's right. And we take his side.
I don't even know enough. Like again, I've only been told this from a third party.
Yeah.
But it is entirely over a material object. Not that was stolen. Not that was destroyed. It just the idea of who owns it. Because there's a couple of guys who maybe were close enough friends that like we both own it in a certain way. Like if we went half in on a lawnmower.
So if you and I went half halvesies on a mower.
On a mower. And I was like, dude, I need it Saturday. And you're like, nah, I got to mow. And I'm decide to not be friends with you because that is the equivalent of what I'm understanding from the situation.
That's tough.
That's womanly.
Yeah.
That's tough if you're a woman.
Yeah.
The guy would be like, all right, Sunday then.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Just bring it over when you're done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So Saturday night, that's fine.
It's so, it's just incomprehensible to my way of thinking and viewing the world that I just could never imagine. Like, okay, I've been pissed off about a certain something, you know? Well, a buddy lends me a ladder and I want to keep it for a month. And then now 2 months later, he wants it back and I still haven't used it. Yeah. I'm going to be a little bitchy about it when you.
Wait, when you borrowed the ladder
for twice as long as I.
I'm not, I haven't used it yet.
Yeah, when he was kind of anticipating, like, I need this back Saturday. I didn't hear from Saturday.
Exactly. I'm in my ladder now.
Yeah. I'm noticing.
I'm going to change all the light bulbs.
There's a lot of people that will give none when it comes to leniency and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Let's say you borrowed it and you didn't bring it back the moment you said.
And I can understand a little bit of that. Just the man, if a man's only as worth as much as his word, is only as good as his word.
Yeah.
And a man that can't stick to his word ain't a man, you know.
A man only has his word.
At the end of the day, he only another.
There's got to be some more.
So many colloquialisms.
A word is worth two in the bush.
Man. Yeah. You know, idiom. And more of them.
Words with friends.
But. So I can, I'm sorry, I interrupted, but that's one side, right? Yep. And maybe you said there might be another side too. That,
right.
You know, it's your body. It's not everything's always going to be 2 + 2 = 4. Right?
Yeah. Yes, but you're going to constantly have shit because that's stealing. Let's be honest. Like, it's just stealing.
Keeping it longer than you're supposed to.
Yeah. It's just like friend stealing.
Do that with a rental vehicle.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're the type who's like, no, it's cool, man. It's been a few months. You can still hold on to it for a bit. Then you're forever going to be just thefted from your whole life.
Yeah.
You know? So I respect a guy who's like, no, dude, you said Sunday. It's Monday.
Right.
Like, bring it over. That bad. Yeah. All right.
But once you do bring it over, I'm going to be like, 3 days late, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, you know
what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Drop it at the porch.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you.
You just know I'm taking the rest out your ass.
Yeah. Next time he hollers at you to borrow something, you might be like, I'm actually using it. I borrowed it to my brother. I don't have it right now.
He may not borrow it to you again, or there may be a contract or collateral or something.
Yeah, leave a baby.
Yeah.
You'll come back or not.
I'm riding a lawnmower to Mexico. Go.
Sucker.
It's a push.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Maybe one of those auto pushes.
Hold the little thing, it'll go by itself.
Get on a skateboard.
Ooh, nice.
Dude.
Your own the 1990s version of the one wheel.
Yeah, exactly. A self pushing lawnmower on a skateboard.
Oh man.
All you have to do is grab a shoestring and do the loop thing.
Yeah.
And wrap it around and then you stand on the lawnmower and pull it. And it would close that deal and take off.
Hands free, drinking.
Yeah. Exactly.
Man, this sounds fun.
We were inventive.
I needed something to do this weekend. Yeah. There we go.
We were the kids that didn't have the riding lawnmower. This was back before zero turns.
Yeah. Come on. It was all one turn.
I got a new zero turn, by the way. I'd give them a huge shout out if they were sponsors of the show.
See, this is something that'll make me break up with a guy.
I had a great
zero
one.
Turn in my face.
I had a great one, and I broke it.
What?
Yeah, well, okay, so COVID.
They break themselves, man. They are so complicated.
I'm going to try blame COVID here. No.
COVID
happened. Yeah, but no, so apparently you got to service these things pretty regular. And I had serviced it every year up to this point. Well, COVID happened, for real, COVID. Mm. And the service department was not available to service the thing. And I didn't think
then
about it. I was
Biden
like,
got elected.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. The price of service is now twice of what it used to be. No. Yeah. But so I'm like, I'll do it next season because that was the end of the season anyway. I wasn't going to use it anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'll do it next season, get it done right before.
So that's really 2 years on service.
Didn't think of it. Exactly. Didn't think of it. The end of the next season, it's like runs rough. So I kill it. Okay, well, then I service it. I change the oil, change the filter, change everything out, but it won't start. You know, so I change out the solenoid. I change out all the things, all the things.
Check the solenoid.
Yeah, and so my father-in-law had to come over, and he like worked the flywheel. He got a screwdriver, worked the flywheel loose. It had froze up.
It's great knowing a man.
Ooh. I know, right? Yeah. A real man.
A real man.
I'm definitely not one of those.
Shove knows exactly
shove
where
a screwdriver
shove a screwdriver
and a flywheel.
Exactly. Works it loose, and then he has to like hand work it for a little while to get it really lubed up. Yeah. You know what I mean? He works it really well though. Gets it open.
Knock the rust out of it.
Exactly.
A little bit,
And so then we crank it up, fires up, run it for about 3 minutes, let it warm up, do its thing. I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to mow tomorrow, so we'll kill it. I'll warm it up tomorrow. Go do it. I jump on it the next day. It's fired up. It's starting to warm up, and then I hear, ba-bang, clank, 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 clank. And so I shut it off real quick, look underneath, and the bad boy is leaking oil out the exhaust.
Oh, there's the cylinder.
Yeah.
And the piston and the rods.
Yeah,
and,
all of that.
Bearings.
All of those things. So in other words, my father-in-law, who is a mechanic and a very good one, built race cars for years here locally. He's like, it's gut shot.
Yeah.
So,
well, from what I know, mechanics, the best in their field, refuse to work on things like lawnmowers and weed eaters and stuff like that because they're just tiny, you know.
I knew a technician. He could work on the EGR and exhaust system of a brand new diesel pickup with his eyes closed. But you gave him like my weed eater's running a little like the low idle's a little off, and he's like, I have no idea. Yeah. And boat motors too. I had a boat and I had a little issue with the motor on it, and he came over to help me out a little bit. He's like, a new motor, maybe, and would fix it.
I knew two boat motor dudes specifically. That's all they worked on was boat motors, and they were a different brand of mechanic. They are a little off.
Maybe an older school, too.
Maybe.
Smaller hands.
Yeah. Maybe. But you're right, the small engine mechanics, there's a couple of guys that will only work on those small engines. They don't want to get under a hood, and vice versa. The main your main mechanics, they don't really care about those small engines.
You know, you're talking about two-stroke versus a four-cycle, is very, very different operation there. So I can understand. It's like being like, oh, you're a nuclear engineer. Can you figure out how my AC works? Yeah. Like, no.
I need brain surgery. You can figure that out, right?
Yeah. You know? Again, no.
So you got the new zero turn then?
Yeah.
Got a new one.
Different brand, or you sticking with the bad?
Different brand.
Okay. X-Mark?
No, that's what I had.
Okay, yeah.
But I won't say who I had again if they were popular. No, it is a Kubota product.
Kubota.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. And
Chinese.
Well, they had the same engine as the X-Mark.
Yeah.
Okay. Exact same motor. So I make sure I got to have it serviced every year.
Yeah. That's...
The reason why the other one went out is a rat within that year and a half that it didn't get serviced. A rat made home inside the air filter.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking a hole that big.
Yeah.
So
they love that area.
Probably
though.
What froze up the engine in the first place was something. Maybe he got sucked into the engine.
Because again, they're air cooled. Yep. They're air cooled. Yep. So it's not like you got to worry about cooling or anything. But at the same time, you start restrict a little bit airflow on an air cooled motor, you're going to seize it up before you know it. Yeah.
Mower Talk. We'll be back with Mower Talk.
Brought to you by.
Yeah.
I just wish I've had the same mower now for 8 years, and I service it every year. Do spark plugs, fuel filter.
Not from what I've seen, dude.
He doesn't spray it off.
Yeah.
We get there. I see this guy last week.
He's calling him out.
Yeah. He hops on his mower. He's like, let me get this out of it.
Call me out.
But then you're embarrassed in front of a guy who pays a guy to mow, have a guy mow his lawn.
Still,
so it's not a big deal.
You're still still a man. So
one way or another.
Yeah. I love it. It's still very embarrassing when I try to. All I'm wanting to do is move it. But the problem is that for 2 years in a row, I've accidentally left it full of gas over the winter when it's not being used. It's gumming up the carburetor. No doubt. I'm just thinking about it. I only put non-ethanol in it so if I put ethanol in it, this sucker would be, I'd be having to take it to the shop. It's just a little frustrating to start up every once in a while.
Yeah, you got to go.
In any case, the same mower, I do service it religiously. My point being is that the only problem is I've had to do some, like I've had to take the deck off before and do some work underneath it. The best John Deere D125 technician that I have found on the internet, because I do have to use the YouTube every once in a while to figure this stuff out. He's fantastic, but he wears these fake redneck teeth. You know what I'm talking about? Like at Halloween, they put them all at the dollar stores and stuff. You can get them. He wears them, so it makes him just buy it on, but you can't even understand what you're saying. But he'll tell you how to fix it. And
but you got to decipher.
It's such a gimmick. But you look, I mean, his video's got hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views, and you read the comments. And there's people like, I love his fake teeth. If people ain't you got lawns, all right? People live in apartments and shit.
I'm here for information.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. But he's built a whole fan base repairing John Deere tractors because his fake teeth appeals to people who would never, like, they couldn't start one up if their life depended on them.
Oh, that sucks to be a content creator who creates stuff for like men. They need stuff, but you got like a dildo hanging half out of your ass all the time.
And
isn't it funny?
At least he would get something out of that. Like, I would rather see that than his stupid fake teeth the whole time.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, no, dude, seriously, I can't understand what you're saying about the carburetor right here, okay?
Yeah. Is it 1/8 that carburetor? 13s.
It's stupid. It's just the gimmickiness of having to be a content producer. I hear people tell me, I use it for TikTok for recipes. And you ever try to cook something from a TikTok recipe, dude? You burn your house down.
Yeah, like and it's always like add salt. How much, dummy?
No instructions.
No.
Yeah,
and then people liars in the comment section. I made this at home.
Yeah,
no, you didn't. You had a freaking Lean Cuisine.
Yeah, there's this one. There's a real famous German influence website on YouTube or whatever. They make like traditional German desserts. I just stumbled across it one time because I was looking how to make a like a cheesecake or something, and they show it and then they show the proportions of everything and stuff, and you're like, oh, okay, that's pretty 1, 2, 3, and it's this beautiful thing. Afterward, comments are like the top comments. Fortunately, because there at least is a check and balance system on the internet, the top comments were just like, this is impossible what they're telling you to do here. They have either bought it or like they go to show you, or they tell you exactly where these people are fibbing on the whole process.
Love the comments for that.
Yes.
And not just in YouTube.
Yeah.
Think about Amazon comments.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to some of those, some of those are very funny.
Yeah, they're great.
Yes.
Amazon comments.
It's the best part of the internet, I think.
But, and Laura taught me this, you can find anybody's opinion about a product, and for the most part, like you said, the algorithms are pretty good at weeding out the crap reviews versus the real ones. So you get like the top three reviews of people that actually have used it and actually are telling you the honest truth about what they've experienced.
I can't help but feel you're insane if you leave an Amazon review on anything that's like that doesn't need it. It's like this quesadilla maker really didn't, do you have a life?
Yeah, did it make you a quesadilla? Shut up.
Well, yeah, but what?
The cheesy wasn't cheesy enough. It wasn't melted all in the middle.
Your own damn fault, right?
We'll put it on.
The only thing maybe worse than that though is like the reviews on recipe websites again, where it's like I remember one where it was like vegetable quesadilla. It was the first I probably come across stupid as people like, wait, you don't know how to make a quesadilla?
Right.
Like I didn't at one point. I wasn't even sure what a quesadilla was.
Yeah. Right.
But we're trying to incorporate more vegetarian options into our diet and stuff. I know. They voted for Biden twice.
Steak.
All right.
Twice. But both mail-in ballot and actual show up.
Yeah. Or maybe it was three times. Any case. I go to the review and one person leaves a 1-star out of 5 reviews and they're like, I don't like squash. I don't give a shit. Who gives a shit what
cooks
you
perfectly?
Well, then don't cook this recipe. It calls for squash in it. Yeah. Exactly. Okay?
Or like chicken Alfredo. Is like, I don't like chicken, so I'm giving this.
Oh, don't even get me started on Alfredo.
And excuse me, I love businesses that will clap back in the comments too.
It's a double-edged sword, though. Actually, you were drunk and touched one of our waitresses.
That part. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. The people, okay, like the left the poor review. This Airbnb said it had a hot tub, but it was only like 78 degrees and there's nothing hot about that. Yeah. And then in the comments, they're like, well, actually the hot tub was flipped over.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly how you did that.
Yeah, you shipped directly into one of the jets.
Been cleaning the jet for days. Thank you for that. Yeah, exactly.
It still looks like the Red River in there.
But no, and so I do enjoy a good clapback from businesses like that. But they can go over and above too. I see some tweets sometime between businesses.
Oh yeah, and they're like
they're funny at
overboard.
First sometimes, but then I think that the whole Twitter battle between a couple of like Wendy's and Popeyes back in the day or when they were doing the chicken sandwiches or whatever it was.
You're not hip.
Yeah, that was cool and that was funny because that was the first time actual verified businesses were clapping back at each other. So it was cool. And then the cool went away that quick. And now they're still doing it on Twitter.
Yeah.
All different, you know, sub brands. Yeah. That wish they were somebody.
Yeah. I have a friend. I've known her for a very long time, and she has an Etsy business where she makes like custom signs and stuff like that. I don't know that
they one still of those, have that website.
Yeah, like, and you know for
like
for
down
weddings
for the South and stuff
like
live,
that.
Laugh, I mean, love.
Yep, absolutely.
My pronouns are normal.
Yeah. A lot. Well, custom, whatever you want. Actually, I'll give her your
actually the newest one is now
information here when we're off air.
Live, laugh, lesbian. I believe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh, yeah.
How old school, but one of her favorite things. She apparently seems to get a lot of bad reviews, and like her favorite thing with Facebook is she got her Etsy thing right, but Facebook she uses to share her snide comments back to people from Etsy, and it's like 99 times out of 100, I'm sure she's 100% in the correct. But by putting those things on her Facebook, be like, look at this idiot in the review that they left me, and my response to it, you look like an asshole.
Yeah.
You look like an absolute asshole, and you're my friend, and I believe that probably in every one of these situations you did the right thing, but by you like your response to them and then filtering it, using that as content for your own for your Facebook page, you're an asshole, and I will never order anything from your
And let me
I never
be
would
honest
in the first place, but
let me be honest, Tammy, your Tumblr suck.
It leaked right out the bottom. Dude. Yeah,
my name came off within two washes.
Yeah, it wasn't custom enough.
Yeah,
for me. Okay.
There was not enough glitter in black and gold.
I still love like one of my favorite posts ever that I've seen on Facebook was it was from a guy if I read the context right, he had just moved back to Broken Bow, Oklahoma, which of course if you're listening you're not familiar with the area. We're recording at Broken Bow right now. Tyler and I live in Dequeen, which is just 20 minutes to the east.
The state line is like 8 miles or something like that.
That state line does not change how people are.
No.
We're the same on both sides. But the comment was like, it's funny coming back to Broken Bow 20 years later, and the women are now like the single moms who didn't have a job back in the day are now creating custom tumblers and all doing it, and their husbands, you know, are all getting caught hitting on 18-year-old girls who are just graduating from high school and stuff. And I was like, my God, like what a brilliant. I'm butchering the whole thing here, by the way. So I promise you, it was funnier when I
read you explain it, a meme, it happens.
Absolutely. But I was like, that's just a perfect representation of everybody I know around here. Really.
Yeah. Some of the online content I've been seeing recently is the woke trans TikTokers who are explaining their neo pronouns and how to use them.
Neo?
Wait, have you seen that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like Neapolitan?
Like neo meaning new. You know, new pronouns.
So why don't you say new pronouns?
So the chocolate and the vanilla and the strawberry?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So they'll be on, they'll be like, well, my pronouns are doll. So it's doll and doll self and doll, this type of thing, you know? So I actually have a couple of them.
That's because of the new Barbie movie.
Is this not like just like false flag?
No, unfortunately,
operations.
They go a long way.
There's a lot of that.
They go a long way to do that.
Yeah.
Considering these are trans people with tattooed eyeballs and stuff.
Is that meme where I saw crazy. That was just like, you know why white people don't run when it's raining outside? It's so they let the rain wash the guilt off of them. I was like, this can't be real. Yeah. Nobody could possibly have genuinely posted
Drew Barrymore.
That. it has to be somebody that's like, it's like a Russian troll operation that's we posted this to incite white conservatives.
Yeah. And unfortunately, these are real. And there's one that's the most popular one by far. And I've seen this on a couple different videos of people explaining how to say it. So I figured I'd give you guys a quick lesson.
Oh, thank you. Definitely.
So if you encounter somebody who is who doesn't identify with either of the two main genders.
Okay.
You might.
Whoa, main genders.
Wait a minute. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, these are kind of offbeat, you know? Yeah. These are kind of cool. These are like the narcissists.
Well, that would say there was three because they got they, them.
Yeah.
That's pretty mainstream nowadays.
This is kind of showing your biases.
Way too. They, them is way too conformist.
Oh, okay. My bad. Gotcha.
So you might encounter somebody who uses the pronouns Z, Zem, and Zir.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard those ones, right?
I've heard those ones.
So let me help you out. Or Z.
Okay.
That's pretty milquetoast.
Yeah, I got you.
Come on.
Well, let me help you explain if you don't know how to use them. So in a sentence, you would say, I'm really concerned for Z. I think they have some serious mental health problems.
You said they.
Oh, I did. Or how about, let me try again. I really think we should take Zem to a psychiatrist.
Okay.
So
it's just like you're from German. Zem. It's like Zem.
A little bit.
A different psychologist because it was the original psychologist that convinced him they started needing to use Zer, Zem, and Zay.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I really think they're enjoying it at the mental institution.
I do feel like you're trying to make fun of German people.
Yeah, it feels like that kind of, doesn't it?
Like you want to go to the disco club? And
No.
Yeah, we go to the disco tap and making the dancing.
Yeah. Z wants to go to the club.
Yeah. So if you ever struggle, then Z is clearly dealing with mental problems.
Gotcha.
If you want to. So there's that one, too. I've been consuming a lot of this stuff vicariously. Vicariously through
your
Pierce
child
Morgan.
Or,
Pierce Morgan has been a nice one on my brain recently. I said on the show, I cannot believe I've ever seen anything where in a conversation or a debate where Pierce Morgan is the least smug person in the room.
Oh, God.
When he debates like these Just Stop Oil people, trans activists.
We stop oil by throwing cans of mushroom soup on Van Gogh paintings.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, Van Gogh obviously created the whole climate crisis. That's laid that at his feet.
Yeah, that's right. And all you who enjoy it.
Has climate crisis? The mushroom people. The people that can
just
mushrooms.
Ruined a can of their soup.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's right.
Somebody could have ate that.
Yeah. Some starving person who would have eaten
exactly.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. These are. I'm not going to go any much further into these.
They gotta get one.
They get stupid real quick.
Well,
they
get into vamp self,
like vampire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kitten self.
Well, I guess
doll.
That sounds like a vamp. That sounds like a priori defense for child molestation. Like I thought she was 500 years old.
Yeah.
Right. She told me she was a vampire. She's 4 years old.
Vamp self, And then, I just don't understand how these are meant to further this whole idea. I mean, it's like having a glass of water and trying to force somebody to drink it. Not sip at it.
Right.
Not being like, Jay, just sip at that water. No, drink it all right now. I don't care how not thirsty you are.
I want a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. They're just shoving it, man. I don't understand this type of thing. It's shocking if you go and watch some of these things, which I don't recommend.
It's gotten so stupid.
I'm start
we were talking
about Z and Zer from now on.
We're talking on the radio show. It's just stupid how I guess like maybe your average American is understandably afraid. No American, no whether you're in the South or whether you're North, no person's will. There's a few, but the average person is not walking around like seeking to offend anybody for their identity or personality or anything. Most people, we're too worried about ourselves. And rightfully
so. Do that
so.
Online.
Right? Yeah, exactly. You do it online.
Save
that go on Twitter and do that shit. But in real life, that's not happening. So we've let like there's this vacuum of like, it's cool, man. Whatever. It's America, freedom, liberty and stuff. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
So there's this vacuum that people have been able to do all this stuff. And I'm just going to say the trans man has filled up. That vacuum is that vacuum filled up.
Yeah,
it's filled up.
Yeah,
and
I know black people have it hard, but imagine a black trans person.
Oh, just your average trans person, man. Martin Luther King ain't got nothing. Oh, he got it out easy. He got out easy.
Yeah, didn't have him walking around being misgendered.
Yeah, okay. And obviously we're being incredibly sarcastic in all this. Yes, but. yeah, but you have to. Okay, yeah, this is just bad enough we get fired for. Yeah. But last podcast ever.
That's fine, dude. I'm willing.
You know,
you at that point.
I'm at that point.
But it's just like we've been putting these inches out there, and the miles have been stretched out or whatever, and where the Department of Defense had to announce today or yesterday where they were like, sorry, we can't let federally funded drag shows happen on our military bases and installations and facilities anymore. It was one of those things. It would have kept happening until somebody was like, hey, wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a second. The Nellis Air Force Base drag team that's coming out there, not drag racing,
right
well, not drag flying kinda,
just drag queening,
yeah, drag queens.
And the Pentagon literally has to come out and say, we will no longer allow these things on our facilities
now anymore. Wait a minute, hold on, now is that not allowing drag queens to entertain the troops? Is that what we're saying?
That's
here?
The idea there.
Well, because not like USO like, pay for that type of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, but I think they're talking about, well, I don't know. I didn't read it.
Oh.
Are they talking about this is like funded by the.
Yeah, you said funded by the government, so I was curious about that.
Well, at the very least, federal resources are being allowed to host this thing
as a stage.
Yeah,
that's a federal resource.
Lighting, you know, seats being put in. Well, somebody's getting paid to accommodate this.
Federal
thing.
Government's accommodating Toby Keith. He better accommodate them women and men and drag.
If I read the New York Post, right, well, I'll just say New York Post, not well known for being a big fan of drag story time or anything like that. But yes, they were saying that it was going to be a drag show at Nellis Air Force Base, and it said it was claiming to be federally funded. And again, when you talk about the federal government, you know, in kind is certainly a concept to keep in mind, is that you can be paid in other ways than money. You know, you can be paid in and absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Just assume that because it's a drag show.
Yeah. And just to wrap up my thought up here real quick, is just like, this is where the point where we literally have to have Lloyd Austin, the secretary, the civilian leader of America, the most powerful military in the world, the civilian leader, plus Mark Milley, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the military leader of the most powerful military in the world, both have in March, like, had to get up in front of like Congress people and stuff and be like, we will no longer, we're like, we do not agree with providing federal funds and resources.
What's
for
China
drag.
Talking about?
Not that. You know what they're talking about? They're talking about how to sink American aircraft carriers. Yeah,
yeah. Well, when you first said it, I was thinking like of them being forced to enact like the new Drag Team 6 or something like that. And I was like, we don't have to.
We don't need that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, you look, the Biden administration constantly touting, or at least they did at some point, that Rachel Levine, I forget how to mention it. There was a Navy admiral who came out as it was a man, it came out as a woman. It just looks like a weird looking dude or an ugly Trump woman. One of those two things.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like this. I am sorry. Like, I understand you don't always have to project the greatest amount of strength. You know, you got that. As Teddy Roosevelt said, you can carry a big stick, but also carry a small carrot, or
small carrot will draw a large donkey.
And carry a big stick, kind of thing. Yeah. American power is not always a direct result of our actual military power. You know, other things.
No, I think that's a Dwayne the Rock Johnson movie.
Sorry. But in any case, you know, it sure makes us look pretty silly on the global scene. I imagine. Yeah.
Again, more like you said. Military worried about deleting massive ships on the ocean, or military worried about deleting scenes from their drag show?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have watched. I tried to watch like one of the best examples of a wholesome family fun drag story time. I was like, what is the rage all about? Yeah, like, right. Maybe there's something I'm not thinking about.
Maybe it's just something. Very Christian and very wholesome. And
it's not. It's not. It's all about the drag narcissist that's up there. That's what it is. It's for them. It's not for no kids. They give a shit about the kids. It's for them. So they're up there and like, I am a drag queen. That's how I am important, kids. All right. It's like, I like to dress up. What do you like to dress up as? And the little kid goes, like a superhero. And he's like, oh, well, you could be a drag superhero.
You can be kid's a like, drag Superman.
Yeah. I'm just superheroes. Fine.
Just a regular one. Yeah.
Can I go to the bathroom? Well, you can go to the drag bathroom. No?
Which bathroom do you prefer right
yeah,
now?
Why don't I
take you there?
Yeah, that's literally like the kid looks so deflated too. A superhero? Mm. You could be a drag superhero.
Like Batman or
something. Yeah, it's Batman. Drag man.
And there's this emphasis. It's cool. It's cool to be trans. It's cool. It's such a fad in schools and stuff. We see it in our local school districts here. Yeah. Even here in a very rural part of the country, you know, it's like a fad. That's why, you know, again, when it comes to some of the more long-lasting transitionary procedures
that are fads,
have a problem with that because there's a lot of fad. Man, I love heavy metal when I was in high school. I'm damn glad I didn't get a Gorgoroth or a Children of Bodom tattoo on me or something.
I had a tongue
like
ring
that I would freaking hate. I know.
I have
Dimmu Borgir.
Yeah, I have Dimmu Borgir fucking tattooed on my asshole. All right.
I have Roy Orbison.
Well, I don't understand, especially with the kids thing. I mean, let's just look at it. Okay, so your 9-year-old is identifying as a girl. Okay?
And he was born a boy?
And he was born a boy. So wants to be a girl. If you want to say, that's fine, whatever, dude. I don't care, whatever. But why do you need to give him hormones and surgeries? I mean, can't he just be a girl with those parts? That's cool in the trans community, right? You don't have to do nothing.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, you're like fluid, right? You could be this.
That's cool in the drag community, excuse me. It's different. No, I'm kidding.
But I figured you could like, that's cool. So don't chop anything off or inject anything until they decide for that to happen. I don't understand the idea of, well, he wants to be a girl, so we're just going to use a girl.
Yeah, go all in.
Just go on.
Yeah.
Put them all down on the supportive. Table right now. Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. Well, just because your kid throws a football one time in the front in the backyard, and you're like, oh, well, let's go ahead and buy them the full outfit and get them signed up for all the football programs and get them in camp and stuff. No, nobody's doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you going to do that with their gender?
I think on average, I speak for me, obviously, but I think if you want to do you. If you want to dress up as a woman, you're a man and you want to dress up as a woman, it's cool. If you want to identify as Z, do your thing.
Yeah.
But with that being said, do not, if I say by my Southern roots, yes, sir, or no, sir, and you're like, it's Z.
Yeah.
Then we have an issue. You know what I mean?
Z.
Or Zer. But
yeah, you already fucked up.
Yeah. I can't even say it right when I'm trying to say it right.
Yeah.
But
forgive me for going against, I don't know, like a 4.5 billion years of
yes,
life.
Sir.
On
it's
this planet.
Vamp.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's cool. I love those movies. You know what I mean? Whatever. Yeah, I'm cool with you doing that. But
big Twilight fan, huh?
Yeah. When you attack me because I didn't know automatically, you don't have a tattoo to your forehead. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, but I think some of this could have stemmed from my generation. Not wanting to dress like, think about tomboys, for example. Yeah. Okay, let's start with tomboys.
Yeah,
we've always heard of that terminology. It's a girl who liked to play with the boys, rough house. Yeah. She didn't fit in with the wearing dresses and looking all girly in that moment. Mm. What happened to 99.99999% of the tomboys you knew back in early middle school or elementary school?
Became women.
Yeah.
They're women now.
Great softball players.
Or great softball players. Those were the two usual options that you went to. And if they were softball players, they may have
They were totally fine.
Right, exactly. And they may have had sexual preferences that weren't of the opposite gender. That's not, I mean, that's on them if they, you know, it's what, whatever they, again, hey, what they choose.
It's on you if you want to be a lesbian.
Do your thing. Yeah. 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 It's not on me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's not affecting
clearly
me.
Not. You like women. It's not on me. I'm so sad about that. But
lost
but,
another
But
good
that's
one.
Where I, it, going from the point of allowing a girl to wear a pair of jeans and roughhouse to saying, oh, you want to be a boy?
Yeah.
Then we're going to do the things that are permanent.
Yeah.
That make that happen for you now while you're trying to make these crazy
and
thoughts.
It's all for you. It's
you
all
also
want to
be an astronaut. Well, yeah. We better throw you into space right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Drag story time. Drag story time is for the drag queens.
Agreed.
Having your children transition is for you, the parent.
Yeah, that's
right. And going on TikTok and lecturing people on how to say use Zim or Zers to show how advanced you are in your thing. It has nothing to do with the other people in the equation. It's all about you. I think it's all narcissism.
So stupid and everything else that you do.
And that's worse than forcing your child to go to dance class that she hates because you almost made it as a dancer.
And
I think it's all phones. It's all social media. That's exactly what it is. Like I saw a video. This is the one I was going to say earlier. So I saw a video of a chick, I hope, in glow in the dark, like rollerblades and like the most ridiculous outfit and like a green wig afro thing, just looking absolutely ridiculous, right? And the stupid outfit. And she's on the rollerblades or roller skates and she waits all day for the Eiffel Tower to do its light up thing that it does.
Okay.
It goes up and down with the lights for a minute. Mm-hmm. So she's waiting for that perfect time to capture her TikTok video of her dancing in the skates to that.
Okay.
You know? And then somebody walks in the frame and she goes, hey, no. She's like, no, back up. I am filming a video. Like, and captures that whole interaction of her being
a piece of
shit.
And then she posts it, of course.
Yeah, of course. I don't think you'd be doing that if there wasn't a phone capturing it on TikTok.
You would look like an absolute moron.
Yeah.
You do look like an absolute moron, except to the people who are seeing the film. Like, wow, that was brilliantly done.
Yeah.
Well, and I think somebody walking through a set and you just keep and rolling without it even phasing you looks cooler than you going off on them.
Sure. It's
just
fine.
Yeah. But I just don't think you're going to be sitting there alone in your room being like, I am a xenopronouned polymorph, pansexual.
That's when you actually come up with all that crap.
But if like you don't have this film you doing it, are you just going to sit there? I mean, you're a crazy person.
I remember seeing one where it was a hot chick doing a slow TikTok dance at like a restaurant, and the camera's just panned in such a way. There's like a guy just sitting there eating his lunch.
Yeah.
And he just looks like he's just uninterested. But he's like a young, good-looking dude. Somebody that maybe they were like, let's get him in the shot, because he's going to be all looking at it. He does not even lift his eyes up. And they caught the, I guess it was before it was edited or whatever, because they asked him, like, do you think maybe you could like be a little more enthused and with her part? And he's like, she looks like a moron. Yeah. And it goes back to eat. And she is just
your movie?
Just her face of disgust that she expresses That's towards hilarious. This guy.
Yeah. One in like a super crowded, it was somebody filming somebody doing a TikTok dance video, and it was in the middle of a crowded Home Depot, like in a really crowded aisle. Like the people are just, she's splitting the crowd of people like a rock in a river. They're all flowing around her, and she's just got this whole space to herself, just doing backflips and TikTok weird mummy, dances or whatever. It's fucking bizarre, dude.
You're
just narcissistic.
You throw a trash can on my head in Home Depot, we probably squabbling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't care if it's a prank, bro.
I don't care if it's a prank. If you run into me with a massive piece of 2x4 sticking off of your shoulder, and because you think it's funny to turn sideways for the video and get those clicks, I'm probably going to do the same thing that dude did to you in the video I saw it happen, where he literally just picked you up and body slammed you on the ground. Yeah. It's like, it ain't a game, bro. It ain't a game. I think the dude even recognized him.
Oh, you just got introduced to real life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like that great black security guard who uppercuts that white kid.
Oh, man.
Still with the soup. And he's like, I'm tell you what, if you're going to kiss me, I'm going to enjoy it. Leans in. Like, it literally sounds like he broke the dude's jaw.
His teeth clapped together.
Just a prank. It was just a prank. There ain't no prank.
You're
going to
try it again.
Not when you assault me.
Try it again.
Yeah. That's funny.
Now imagine this security guard who's just like, man, he's got to put up with stupid people every day for minimum wage or something. He'd much rather be inside the place than trying to filter out the idiots that are trying to get in there.
Yeah.
And this just you come moron through with
your sign and your prank, bro.
I'm going to give you a kiss.
Okay. You got caught with the uppercut from hell, dude. It was like, sure you can. Yeah. Like, it was perfect.
Didn't spill a drip soup.
Yep. Caught the spoon midair. Got back. I mean, back just to hopefully it. Taught that idiot like just a little bit of a valuable life lesson.
I hope so. I hope so.
Reality can be pretty real sometimes.
Yeah. I hope the terms "it was a prank, bro" is kind of like a get out of jail free card in a sense. I really do.
I hope for the security guard. I was kind of worried. Like, right. I wonder what police action was, you know.
Looked like he was going to assault him to me.
Probably shot dead by a white police officer after that incident.
I saw one of these guys. It was like a staged prank. There's like people queued up in front of the ATM. And this guy has his friend in the line. And then he jumps on his friend's back and like robs him. He's like, give me all your money from the ATM. And all the people in the ATM just start beating on this guy. Like, kind of just, like, kind of kicking him and not really doing much damage. But then one guy walks in, and he just knows what he's doing. He just leans down and hits him with the perfect, right in the square of the nose. It's a prank, bro. It's a prank. This guy's sitting there cross-legged, just gushing out of his... Never been hit in the face before. Right. I know that.
Yeah.
Because of the way that you... I don't care if I'm leaking. I've been hit in the face before. I'm going to be, like...
Hurt to bleed.
Yeah, I'm going to be active. I'm not going to be sitting. You'll never find me sitting on the sidewalk going, oh, it was a prank. Bleeding. And it's just bleeding out, crying.
I'm going to bleed on my shirt.
Yeah.
And your shirt.
Yeah, and your shirt.
Right? You're about to get blood. Blood on you.
Yeah. You may punch me more and knock
me out. No one makes me bleed my own blood.
Yeah. I ain't got time to bleed. Taught him a lesson, all right? I'll teach you all a lesson. We got to get out of here.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
This has been the Regrettable Podcast. I'm burning in here, man.
It's hot in here.
It's mostly me.
Air finally kicked on you.
I felt the air kick on.
This room is the hottest, for sure.
Yeah. But
three hotheads talking in it. That'll do it.
Lots of hot air being blown.
For sure.
Well, so much for your birthday celebration this week.
Right?
Yeah.
I got to go see my dad and my grandkids.
You should be ready on the spot.
Right? Yeah. Next week. Yeah.
Like, what's we'll 24 have hour notice enough?
Our friendship is irredeemable.
It's only about 5 days long. Yeah. So if you can't get me within a 5-day period, we ain't friends no more.
Yeah, yeah. And plus, the birthday cutoff is about tomorrow.
Actually, it was today.
For it to still be genuine?
Today? Yeah, it's today because today's June 1st. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's shame on you for being born so late in the month.
That's true. Yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah. Shame on me. We should remember next time that my anniversary kicks off my birthday month. Then we'll have a lot longer to celebrate.
And then you won't get in trouble next time you forget.
That's right.
You need us to remind you.
Oh, that's true. That was the actual ploy there.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Speaking of my beautiful wife.
Yeah. Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
On the square.
On the square in downtown DeQueen. The number one place.
Regrettable sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah.
We're proud
for a second. For a hot minute now. Like, I don't.
I'm sure no matter what happens in the near future, there will be an association and a relationship continue. Yeah.
If I'm famous on Fox News one day, I'll still say, and this show is brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
Well, I expect to be like doing the talking for me because if it's Fox News, then it's something bad's happened, and I definitely need legal representation.
At the bottom of the barrel.
If I did not speak, let all communication happen through my defense.
Go to her Facebook page, Laura Lindley, attorney at law. You'll find out all the relevant information that you need. Drop a like, drop a review, 5 stars, please.
No, naturally.
I'll bribe you. 5 stars.
And as Rich Lowry says, if you do not want to give a 5-star review, forget that we said anything about giving reviews in the first place.
Just don't give a 4-star.
If it was 4-star because she didn't answer the phone, well, you shouldn't have called on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. 1-star, 4-star, both the same.
Yeah.
Really.
True.
5 stars.
5 stars only.
5 stars only. And she has got only 5 stars
on
Facebook. So keep that trend going. We appreciate her and everything she does. We got to get out of here, though. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.